It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
The Boston Celtics' Brad Stevens has made several smart moves. Brad Stevens did not win the MVP on Monday night after the Boston Celtics won their first NBA title since 2008. That honor went to guard Jaylen Brown after the Celtics won that series over Dallas 4-1. In fact, Stevens was nearly invisible as ABC trotted nearly everyone else up to the microphone during that post-game celebration after Boston trounced Dallas 106-88 in game number 5. The architect of the Celtics' 18th NBA championship team appears to have found his niche in Boston. Babyface Brad Stevens has been a proven winner at every level. Though Brad Stevens still looks like he's barely 30 years old, the Celtics' general manager is actually 47. The Indiana native played college basketball at Division III DePaul University in western Indiana. The 6'1" guard started all 4 years as he racked up 3 academic All-American honors while graduating with a degree in economics. After getting married and working in the private sector for a very short time, Brad Stevens decided he wanted to give coaching a try. As his young wife was completing her law degree, Stevens volunteered to work at Butler University's basketball office in Indianapolis. He was quickly offered a relatively low-paying administrative type of job to assist Butler's then-head coach Thad Matta. After several years of learning every aspect of coaching, Brad Stevens was awarded the head coaching job at Butler in 2007. At the tender age of 30, he had become the second youngest head coach in the upper division of NCAA basketball. And in his rookie season as a coach, the Butler Bulldogs had a 30-4 record and made it into the second round of the NCAA's March Madness tournament. During his third and fourth seasons at Butler, Brad Stevens' teams advanced to play in 2 consecutive national championship games. And though Butler lost both of those title games, Stevens had now become the hottest coaching commodity in all of basketball. The offers kept rolling in from several major college university programs. Brad Stevens' wife, who is now an attorney specializing in, you guessed it, employment law, helped her husband negotiate a contract extension at Butler, which effectively tripled his salary beginning in 2010.
Excellent.
But still, the offers kept coming. Though Brad Stevens was now making nearly $1 million a year at Butler, other major colleges were offering double and even triple that amount. He did not want to leave the school, though, which had provided him the opportunity to become a college head coach. Enter the Boston Celtics. In 2013, pro basketball's historic Boston Celtics came courting Brad Stevens. The legendary franchise recognized the young coach's talent and offered him a deal he couldn't refuse. For his part, coaching the Boston Celtics was considered to be one of the most coveted jobs in all of basketball. And at least Stevens didn't leave Butler University to go coach at another college basketball power like UCLA or Duke. From 2013 to 2021, Brad Stevens' Boston Celtics teams qualified for the NBA playoffs in every year except his first. In 3 of those seasons, the Celtics advanced all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, but they never made it into the NBA's championship series. Much like it was for Stevens as a college coach at Butler University, the Celtics had been transformed into a winner during the regular season. However, his teams kept falling just short of those championship goals in the NBA's postseason. Now, most franchises would have loved to have such a problem of getting close, but not winning at all. But the Boston Celtics expect more. Mired in the second longest streak in the franchise history without hanging a championship banner, number 18, into the rafters of Boston's TD Garden, Brad Stevens would then shift gears one more time beginning in 2022. That was when Danny Ainge retired as general manager and Brad Stevens discovered the secret formula.
I'm all in.
Longtime Celtics guard Danny Ainge had been part of the Boston glory years of the 1980s and early 90s. He returned to the city in 2003 to become the Celtics general manager for 18 years through the end of the 2021 season. Danny Ainge is credited with revitalizing and rebuilding Boston's roster as they finally won their 17th championship in 2008. By 2013, Danny Ainge hired a young college basketball coach named Brad Stevens to come coach the Celtics. Stevens injected confidence into his Celtics teams, while Danny Ainge kept adding talented rookies like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Over the last decade, the Celtics kept creeping closer to another NBA championship, but they couldn't quite get there. Danny Ainge then announced his retirement in Boston in 2021 at the age of 65. But surprisingly, Brad Stevens was selected to take that role and move up the ladder to president in charge of basketball operations. Brad Stevens, the general manager, had to learn his job rather quickly. So he traded a few players away, like Kemba Walker, and brought in a veteran like Al Horford. He also missed on a few deals, too. He brought in talented six-man Malcolm Brogdon, but then would later trade him away for defensive specialist Drew Holiday. Brad Stevens, though, made one very smart trade. Yes, Marcus Smart was one of the most talented college basketball players in the country during his 2 years at Oklahoma State University. Taken with the sixth overall draft pick in the 2014 NBA draft by then-general manager Danny Ainge in the Boston Celtics, the 6'3" Marcus Smart quickly became a fan favorite as a professional. His contagious spirit and hustle on the basketball court inspired several Celtics teams as Boston kept inching closer to winning that first NBA title since 2008. Statistically speaking, Marcus Smart's shooting was frequently hot and cold. During his 9 years in Boston, he rarely shot better than 40% from the field or 30% from the three-point line. But his positive personality and leadership skills overshadowed that mediocre scoring average of only 12 points a game in Boston. After the Celtics failed to make the NBA Finals again last year in 2023, general manager Brad Stevens surprised many by trading Marcus Smart to the Memphis Grizzlies as part of a three-team trade package. Now, in return, the Celtics received the talented but oft-injured 7'2" veteran center Kristaps Porzingis and a 2025 number one draft pick. When he's healthy, Porzingis has shown himself to be a deadly outside shooter and a very reliable rebounder. But that still left a hole in the backcourt for the Celtics. Who is going to replace Marcus Smart? So let's make another deal. Drew Holiday comes to Boston. Now 34 years of age, Drew Holiday, who played at UCLA in college, was originally drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers back in 2009. After 4 years in Philly, he was traded to the New Orleans Pelicans in 2013, where he stayed for another 7 years, and later again to Milwaukee from 2020 to 2023. While he was with the Milwaukee Bucks, the defensive-minded guard, who is a three-time member of the All-NBA defensive team, finally won an NBA title as a supporting player. After dealing away Marcus Smart to Memphis, Boston's general manager Brad Stevens needed a veteran guard. So Stevens sent Malcolm Brogdon and developing young center Robert Williams III, from Vivian, Louisiana, by the way, to Milwaukee. And in return, the Celtics acquired guard Drew Holiday in a deal which was consummated just a month prior to this past 2023-2024 NBA season. Drew Holiday's offensive statistics, though, were stronger and more reliable than the now-departed Marcus Smart. It was Holiday's leadership in the locker room, too, which would become a perfect fit in Boston. Having recently won an NBA title in Milwaukee, Drew Holiday became a big part of this year's Boston 2024 championship run, which concluded in victory Monday night. One other question, though. Who is Joe Mazzulla, and how did he get that job of coaching the Boston Celtics? The current Boston Celtics head coach, Joe Mazzulla, is only 35 years old. Much like Brad Stevens, though, Mazzulla is very sharp, he's quiet, focused, and very effective as a basketball coach. A former guard at the University of West Virginia, Joe Mazzulla immediately went into coaching and started at the very bottom. In 2011, he became the assistant coach at NCAA Division II Glenville State, that's in West Virginia. Then he accepted another assistant coach's job at Fairmont State, also in West Virginia, by 2013. Joe Mazzulla would become the team's head coach for 2 years starting in 2016. But sandwiched in between, Joe Mazzulla had become familiar with the Boston Celtics organization while he was an assistant coach with the team's NBA G League development team in Maine. The team was called the Maine Red Claws. The Boston Celtics general manager at that time, Danny Ainge, hired Joe Mazzulla later to become the full-time assistant coach with the Celtics in 2019. And just before the start of the 2022 season, Brad Stevens had to suspend the head coach at the time, Ime Udoka, for the entire 2022-23 season. It was because that coach admitted to having a relationship with a female member of the Boston Celtics staff. Never a smart idea. Brad Stevens ultimately handed the coaching duties all to Joe Mazzulla 2 years ago, and they've never looked back since. The young Mazzulla's coaching style resembles that of Brad Stevens, and the players obviously have responded. The Boston Celtics are now the NBA champions for the first time since 2008. And did someone say dynasty? Barring injuries, the pieces are now in place for the Boston Celtics to have a few years at or near the top of the NBA. The team's top players are under long-term contracts, and the role players are talented, happy, and for now, affordable. The Celtics coach has developed more confidence and now seems to know when to push all the right buttons with this veteran squad. And for the first time in his relatively young career, Brad Stevens has just won his first title too. Congratulations and well done. I'm Swamp Swami.